take you to the library. But somebody around here ought to take you to the library.
Wow.
I'm going to be away this winter, but when I'm here, I'll come and take you to the library. Because
okay.
I love going up to the library and getting a lot of books out of the library. And I have a lot of books at home that you might enjoy reading. But here I see you have a book you're reading right now.
I have about finished It's a Wonderful Story by Edward Allan the Bedford.
Oh, yes.
He was on television.
The Rise and Fall of New Bedford, the Wailing, and the Death of the Arctic Fleet. Children of the Light.
It looked like
a wonderful book.
It is.
Mm.
He was on to Tell the Truth the other night.
He was?
Oh, yeah. Channel 12.
Mm-hmm. Wish I'd heard it.
Pure white hair, soft and fluffy, whiskers and chin.
Now, that's
quiet voice.
That's a marvelous book. Where'd you get it?
At on Purchase Street.
A long time ago, or
recently? No, just got it a few weeks ago. It's been out quite a while.
When you want to go to Purchase Street, who does somebody take you into the Purchase Street, or do you drive?
No, I sent for this.
You order it by telephone.
Bookshop. And a friend of mine picked it up for me.
Salt Marshes?
Mm-hmm.
Salt Marshes? Do you get it at Salt Marshes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have read it.
Well, that's a book I want to read.
Well, you would enjoy it.
I'm sure I would. And do you read any magazines today at all?
No, not so much. I like books better.
You like books better than magazines. Mm-hmm. What about
I read the Reader's Digest and the Yankee,
mm-hmm.
and the rest of it is usually books.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Reader's Digest covers actually most of the books.
Yeah.
The magazines that kind of
summarize. I don't care for these true stories and all that.
No.
Trash to
me. It is trash. I'm going back a ways. Way back to what you like to eat. What were your favorite foods, and what kinds of what was your favorite fish, and so on? And when you played with the animals a lot, what were some of the animals that lived around here? So that's two or three questions. Let's take one at a time. Animals.
Well, cats, of course.
Yes.
Probably never had a dog.
No.
Had cats.
Were there any wild animals around?
No.
Like skunks?
A skunk every once in a while.
Well, that's what I wonder. Skunks and beavers and...
No.
And woodchucks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Squirrels?
But it was cleared off pretty well around the house. The trees were just the fruit trees, apple trees and pear trees. And there wasn't... so much of the wild animals that were around the house.
No. And around, here at the whole head of Westport, for instance, did you ever see a deer?
No.
Never saw a deer. So it wasn't wooded enough for woods animals to live here. Here's the east branch of the Westport River coming up here. Did people fish? In it?
Not much.
No? Where did they get their fish?
Herons in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Herring in the spring. Mm-hmm. And the eels in the winter?
Well, way down the river. Not up this way.
Not up this way.
Mm-hmm. No, the tide goes out. They can walk across the river.
Mm-hmm.
Up here.
Up here. Mm-hmm. And
sometimes you can swim.
Yes. Of course you could. did you ever swim? Did you like to swim?
No.
Never swim.
I used to like to go sailing. I used to go every day in the afternoon. The girl lived this way. So another Gifford girl.
Yeah.
She was no relation, but she had a sailboat. And we used to go down the river.
You went down, you sailed down the river.
That is when the tide was right.
Right, yes. We made a mistake once of sailing when the tide was wrong, and it was a great mistake because we bumped into the
sand bars.
Well, what we bumped into was the bridge at the point that went across the point, the old bridge, not
yes.
the new one. Well, now, what kinds of food? How did you ever can your food or
no?
You just
we had George Tripp who run a meat car,
mm-hmm.
and a bunch of meat of him. Twice a week, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was once or twice. And Grandma used to buy beef, about pork, and raised it. Grandpa raised himself.
Mm-hmm. And chickens.
And pigs and chickens, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people around here didn't eat much lamb, did they? Or did you have sheep?
No.
No,
I don't ever remember grandmother ever having a piece of lamb on the table.
No. And at Christmas time, did you have turkeys? Or did people have turkeys?
Well, sometimes, but more apt to have chicken.
Mm-hmm. I heard that. Somebody said that not many people around here raise turkeys.
No, I don't think there's anybody around here that raised them.
No. It's interesting because today turkey's so big, you know, everybody wants a turkey for Thanksgiving and all.
We used to usually have roast pork at Thanksgiving and fowl at Christmas,
mm-hmm.
whatever we had.
I suppose you had ham at New Year's, or did you?
I don't remember we had anything particular at New Year's.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we celebrated.
You didn't celebrate New Year's very much, no. Did you ever like to garden?
Did I what?
Like to garden. I buy flower garden.
Oh, Mother had a nice flower garden and Grandma.
A border,
a
perennial border.
I wasn't much interested in it because
border.
My time was put at the piano and what else I had to play down when there wasn't much there because I got home from school at 4:15 and at 4:00 I was to the piano and
mm-hmm.
I sat there until 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Now I had my supper.
Yeah.
After that, there was your schoolwork.
Well, now, after you were married, for instance, you were teaching music all the time, and then you had to take care of the house and all that, so you didn't have too much time to garden, make a flower garden then
No,
either.
We had geraniums out here. Well, I did this summer, but not to do garden.
Not to do a big perennial border or anything like that.
My piano was the main.
Do you like watching television?
Do I what?
Like to watch television? Did your husband like to watch television?
Well, yes, but he didn't want to listen to the same folks do all day long.
No. Some people just, I don't see how they sit in front of the, moved in front of the television all day long. But he did
what
have
I
special
have,
programs that he liked.
Mm-hmm.
And you have special programs that you like.
Oh, yeah. Well, I keep my kitchen radio stereo on WLKW, and that's music.
Mm-hmm.
All day, it's just music. Nice music, too.
Good music,
it's
beautiful
not
music.
Trash.
No. So that's
I can't stand that stuff. When
no.
When it comes on, I get up and shut it off.
Yes, I don't blame you.
I don't
do too.
I don't want to listen to it.
I listen to Channel 2 on the TV, which
now,
has the Boston Symphony.
Too good.
Well, they have the Boston
yes.
Symphony.
Yes, I went to that last year over here at SMU.
Uh-huh. That was beautiful. I didn't get to go, but it was beautiful. But every Sunday evening,
yes.
I can get down to my little, just a little tiny.
It's not too good.
Well, different locations apparently are able
it's
to get it, and some
it's
can't.
It's snowy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know. Sometimes mine's snowy, too. Well, if you've enjoyed living in Westport,
it's home.
Would you change?
I've been asked to go to California and stay there. Live there if I want to. And be somebody in the house with me and somebody to take care of me. I wouldn't be alone. But, no.
No. Home's Westport.
This is my home.
Yes.
And I should all the things in it.
Well, that's somebody I offered to buy my place fairly recently, and I said, no, my husband's buried near here, yeah. And so is my son, and this is home.
It's home. Mm-hmm. People don't seem to understand that today, do they?
No. No, they move around.
They have no ties at all.
No. No. Is there anything you would change about this home? Anything about Westport you would change? You'd bring it back somehow to some of the nice neatness
I that
was here before.
I wouldn't sell every piece of land there is and stick a house on it.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
You wouldn't have developments? And
not so much, no.
No.
I like to see land.
Farm,
I like to see trees and grass and flowers growing.
Mm-hmm.
Better than I do to see a modern shanty stuck up somewhere.
Yes. Well,
I know I'm odd. They say the Giffords are odd. I'm a Gifford by name, a Gifford by nature.
Uh-huh.
My grandmother was a Gifford.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think that's odd, personally, but I...
Well, a lot of folks do.
They do? Well, anyhow, I don't think it is. And I'm very grateful to you for giving me the time to talk with you about all the things.
Well, I didn't think there was anything I could give you.
And look, you've just given me everything.
I told Lincoln so many things about captains. One day he came in, wanted to know how many captains lived around here and where they lived and what their names were. And I told him different things that he took. I don't know whether he made use of them or not.
Oh, I'm sure he did, because he did a lot of work on sea captains and so on. But I'm trying to take, not sea
just
captains
people
or anything, I'm trying to tape you and what you like. And I'm taping different people, you know, and so, and the way that you react and... I mean, the sea captains were a long time ago.
I'll tell you how I react according to the neighbors. I'm very odd and stuck up.
Are you? They
well, I didn't know that I was until the neighbors say so.
Oh, really? That's funny.
You won't get acquainted with her. She's odd.
Well, of course, Dot Gifford, Norman Gifford, was principal down at the...
I knew Norman.
You did?
I knew all the family.
Mm-hmm. And Dot Gifford is
yes.
a good friend of mine, and she's working with me on this. And so...
We haven't went down there 2-3 times for something antique, something about antiques.
Mm-hmm.
We went down.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's interested in antiques.
Of course, I knew Norman
yes.
from a kid almost.
Yes. Well, I see I'm going to have an appointment tomorrow with Dot. And this tape I take, we duplicate. So if anything should happen to one of them, there'll be another copy. So she may make a copy of this tomorrow when she comes up. We're going to meet for lunch and have lunch together and then work together in the afternoon.
Where do you go for lunch?
We go to Ellie's. You know that it's awfully good food.
Oh, I know Ellie.
You do?
I was down there a while ago for dinner. I don't think she left my table while I was there, hardly.
No. She's darling, and her cooking is just superior. Every time I go, I have lemon pie.
Well, I can't have anything like that.
Can't you?
No sweets.
No sweets?
No.
What can you have? You have a boiled dinner or the
Well, if I have bread, I can't have potato.
Uh-huh.
I can have chicken pie.
Yeah.
Or just chicken and gravy.
Mm-hmm.
I like my bread, so I very seldom cook a potato.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a strict diet. There's no sweets of any kind.
Now, the diet is because, what is it for?
Sugar.
A diabetes?
Mm-hmm. I've had it now over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what it is to be on a diet.
Right, I should think you would.
And I know what it is to almost have the water run out of your mouth that looks so good.
I know, just drooling.
You can't have it.
I know. Oh, dear. I'm
but
sorry.
But I will say one thing. I have stuck to my diet, and I am 84 years old.
And
well, that's since about 19... I was diabetic in 1940, so it's more than 30 years. It's 40 years.
Well, if you hadn't stuck to the diet, you probably wouldn't be here.
No.
No.
Well, it pays to do as you should, then, don't
I think so. Yes.
But it's awful hard once in a while.
But you have an awfully good time still, don't you, living? I mean, you enjoy what you do enjoy.
Yes,
your reading and your music and your the food you can have and the friends you do have. It's
food mostly, but I didn't realize it so much when Harold was here. Mm-hmm. I cooked then because he could eat.
Yes.
And I'd have a dinner on the table.
Yes.
But and eat living, out of it what I could have.
Yes. A person living alone doesn't enjoy cooking very much.
No, what's the use? You cook a dinner and it's all left over.
I know.
You don't want it the second time and it don't taste right the first time.
Well, I'm going to say goodbye because I have to go home and do a little bit of cooking. And I thank you enormously because you've given me absolutely everything I wanted.
It's all right.